Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. Apologize for last Friday. Had to do a repeat. Things broke down again on the computer system trying to get things to WHCB, the radio nothing going on. I sometimes just hate technology and computers. So here we are on a Monday. Well, back together again. Thanks to John Young down in Bluffton, Indiana, worked with me all day yesterday to get the computers up and running. We have had such problems trying to get things to Southwest Radio Church and down to WHCB here from Fort Wayne. And, oh, computers. What's a mouse, anyway? I just know how to talk, so I'm grateful that there are those knowledgeable enough to make things work and get us on the air today. Hey, how was church yesterday? We had a great group. We had visitors at the Cross in Fort Wayne. It was a wonderful time, and I guess my granddaughter went to another church and got saved yesterday, so pretty excited here at Greg Patton Ministries this Monday. Ah, indeed. Hard to believe. Really been there 30, going on 34 years at the Cross in Fort Wayne. And by the way, if you're ever up our way, northeast part of the state, stop in and see us at the Cross, 5300 Winchester Road. So glad to be a Christian. So glad to be able to serve today. How about you, my friend? What in the world is going on? The usual. Authorities searching for at least two gunmen after nine people were injured yesterday in downtown Cincinnati. The shooting in the city's Over the Rhine neighborhood occurred shortly before 2 o'clock in the morning, when more than a dozen shots were fired into a large crowd after two separate groups were involved in a physical altercation. It happens all the time. No fistfights, just pull out the guns and start shooting. Cincinnati, Ohio, the latest. Well, the Republicans got together. Dateline, Dallas, Texas. Former President Trump's place atop the conservative movement reiterated over the weekend at the Conservative Political Action Conference, better known as CPAC. That was in Dallas. And the event's organizers believe it's going to stay that way until he takes his very last breath. Trump will be in charge. Really? Trump convincingly won the 2024 GOP presidential nomination straw poll taken at CPAC. And the former president also prevailed when Fox News asked attendees in the hallways about the event. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis came in second on the presidential nomination question at 24%. He's widely considered the clear next in line among the diehard Trump supporters. Others simply prefer DeSantis these days. Let's go a new direction, they say. American Conservative Union Chairman Max Schlapp, who didn't want to vote in a primary so far away from the 2024 election, when asked who he prefers, believes many conservatives treat Trump like an incumbent president and his popularity is unrivaled. He continues to be king of the hill. Isn't that something? He comes into this race as the incumbent, so in most situations, when you're the incumbent, you're going to have the lion's share of all support. Yeah, they say he's fading and he'll be a nobody, and yeah, right. So the Republicans weren't the only ones getting together. Hey, you know that feeling you get when you finally cross off that big task on your to-do list that's just been sitting there forever and starting to mold? Democrats are excited this morning. After 18 months of fierce negotiations and an all-nighter Saturday night for good measure, the Senate passed the Inflation Reduction Act, a milestone victory for the mail-in president and his economic agenda. The IRA brings major changes to taxes and health care, ramps up the fight against climate change. Bah humbug. With the country's largest ever federal investment in clean energy. All of it is such, well, most of it, such nonsense, right? Okay. Wonder how long this one will last. Israel and Palestinian militants agreed to a truce when they went into effect there on Sunday night. Bring some potential quiet after an outbreak of violence. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 44 people, including two top commanders of the Iranian-backed militant group Islamic Jihad. In response to the airstrikes, militants in Gaza fired more than 1,000 rockets into Israel. Wouldn't that be something? It's just hard for me to get my mind around that. It happens. It happens all the time. This one just happened to happen near the White House. A lightning strike took the lives of three people who were outside the White House in Washington, D.C. James Mueller, Donna Mueller, Janesville, Wisconsin, both in their 70s, succumbed to their injuries following a strike at Lafayette Park on Thursday night. A third victim was a 29-year-old bank executive from L.A., Brooks Lamberson, vice president, City National Bank. Fourth person, critically injured. People are advised to take smart precautions against lightning strikes before, during, and after storms. And especially do not get under a tree. Wow. A New Jersey man who admitted to fabricating a story that a homeless veteran used his only remaining cash to purchase gasoline for his stranded former girlfriend. Remember that? Part of a $400,000 GoFundMe scheme to solicit online donations. Sentenced to 5 years in state prison last Friday, Mark D'Amico, 43 years old, Florence, New Jersey, pleaded guilty in December of 2019, admitted to concocting the feel-good tale in late 2017 about Johnny Babbitt Jr. giving his last $20 to help D'Amico's then-girlfriend, Caitlin McClure, when her car ran out of gas on Interstate 95. That was a big deal. Raised, my goodness, $400,000. Now he gets 5 years in prison. Was it worth it? What's this about? During a segment of CNN's Reliable Sources, on Sunday, host Brian Shelter discussed Hunter Biden being under federal investigation with his guest Michael LaRosa, the former press secretary to First Lady Jill Biden. The conversation was sparked when Shelter cited a New York Times column by Maureen Dowd urging the president not to run for re-election. He then brought up the Department of Justice looking into Hunter's alleged tax violations and business dealings. What about his son, asked Shelter? What about Hunter Biden? Hunter, under federal investigation, charges that could be coming up at any time. This is not just some right-wing media story. Shelter said this is a real problem for the Bidens. Well, no kidding. Finally, a teeny bit of attention. They all ought to go to jail. Well, I guess weather-wise, it's monsoon season in Denver, Colorado. What? Monsoon moisture has moved into the high plains after strong thunderstorms dropped more than 2 inches of rain in less than 30 minutes yesterday. The heavy rain in such a short period of time led to flooded roadways that stranded several drivers, flooded a newly opened tunnel on Interstate 70 with more than a foot of water. Monsoon. In Denver? Yep. Well, how does this even happen? A Kansas homeowner said workers ripped off the entire roof of his home before realizing that they were at the wrong address, and then they just disappeared. Steve Korsman, a realtor there in Overland Park, Kansas, has been leasing the house for a short-term rental since he moved out a few months ago, according to the local television station. Then he got a message that somebody was banging around on his roof. He said he had not hired any contractors to do any work on the home, but by the time he got there, the workers had realized their mistake of tearing the entire roof off, and they vanished, leaving 99% of his roof gone. A crew just showed up at my house, tore off the roof, and left. I'll say again, never mind. I think frequently, I even did it yesterday in my message at the cross, that this ain't your grandma's America. So many things changing, I can't keep up. Is this because I'm getting old, do you think? You know, we have every reason, example, to believe that you should get worried about McDonald's. But maybe its future won't be what you think. What are we talking about? Fast food companies, a lot of them, like McDonald's, are doing quite well, thank you very much. Except for inflation and a lack of human beings who want to work. There's another aspect, though, that brings more than discomfort to Big Mac customers on their insides. It's the thought that McDonald's will soon be no more than a cold-hearted vending machine, dispensing burgers and getting away with no more smiles and no more humanity. The company is already rigorously testing robot drive-through ordering. It's giving the impression that machines are a better way to make customers happy than our human beings. It's verged on the staggering, therefore, when McDonald's CEO was asked just how far the company's ambitions might go. Well, they're going to go all the way. In the days ahead, you may not even find a human at McDonald's. Oh, where's my gun? Might as well just go ahead and slip on over into Moronville, huh? Not every day do you hear that the Messiah, Jesus, is here on Earth now, living and thriving in the 21st century. And while it might be too much to take, A.J. Miller and his wife, Mary Luck, are you serious? Believe that Mr. Miller is Jesus himself, while his wife Mary is none other than Mary Magdalene herself. Mr. Miller, or Jesus as he calls himself, is a trained former computer systems engineer. Hails from a small town in Kingaroy and only realized his true identity after he divorced his first wife in 1997. And according to all major media, Mr. Miller says that he started having reoccurring memories of his early life in the first century when he really was Jesus Christ. There are so many nutcases out there. is it Monday? My mama used to call every Monday Blue Monday in 2022. We're just going to call it Crazy Monday. Yeah, boy, I sure am glad that I'm saved and can make sense of some things. Health news, let's take a stroll. That's the thing to do, and it's not a risky endeavor. A neuroscientist named Shane O'Meara is so passionate about walking, walking, and our collective right to go for walks that he's determined not to let the slightest unfortunate aspect of urban design break that stride, so much so that he has a habit of darting across busy roads as the lights change. One of life's great horrors as you're walking is waiting for permission to cross the street. When we are forced to stop for traffic, it's a rude interruption. The experience of synchrony when walking together is one of life's great pleasures. So yeah, time to get rid of that gym kit and get a pair of comfy shoes and get out there walking. And you know it's true. You're going to be healthier, you're going to be happier, and you're going to be smarter, they say. And speaking of being smart, let's add living in today's world right here. I want to share a couple of things. Why not? So, Carl Allaby spent his youth with his, his head was under a hood, maybe a Chevy, a Ford, with older guys in the East Cleveland neighborhood. If a car whined and growled while turning, or if it squeaked at the startup, he could run through a checklist in his head and zero in on the problem and usually could fix it. But today, he's had a complete career overhaul. Well, I guess so. Not working on cars anymore. He does the same thing with people that he did with cars and an emergency medicine resident, having graduated from medical school at 47 years of age. The car mechanic, now a mechanic at the Cleveland Clinic Akron General Hospital, where he started as a resident this month. He's done more than rebuild his career. He has narrowed by one the huge gap in black doctors in America, particularly black male doctors. He went from Carl the mechanic to Dr. Allaby. He had to engineer a 180-degree turn without ever hitting the brakes. The guy was great at fixing cars, not so great at school. He graduated high school with less than a 2.0 grade point average. No big deal. He wasn't going on to college. And, things changed. People knew him in the past, and I'm telling you, this guy worked nonstop. He could fix cars in his sleep, said longtime customer Tawana Key. He's really a smart guy. He can make a diagnosis on a car like nobody's business. Well, hopefully he's going to be doing the same now with people. Congratulations, a tip of the hat to Dr. Carl Allaby, Cleveland, Ohio. And this one struck me as I just realized grandkids got to be in school this Wednesday, and they say you're going to spend an average of, $800 to get your kid back to school with all the stuff they need. Took me back. My clothes came from Kmart and Goodwill. Most of them Goodwill. And if Mom bought something, it was on layaway until the day school started. Eating out at a restaurant, a thing every now and then. Fast food was leftovers at home. Remember eating a popsicle, such a treat on a hot day? We had those little fake cigarettes, candy. You only needed a dollar or less. School was mandatory. You took your school clothes off as soon as you got home, put on those play clothes. If no one was home after school, you jumped the gate or went to the neighbor's. Nobody paid for daycare because we had a key to the house when we got home. We ate dinner, always ate dinner at the table. Our house phone was always being used. We played cops and robbers. 1, 2, 3, not it. Red light, green light, hide and seek. Tag, kickball, dodgeball, all that stuff. We rode our bikes. Girls and boys played in the street or in the house. We came home when the street light came on and children were seen and not heard. Staying in the house was punishment, and the only thing we knew about being bored. You better find something to do before I find it for you. We ate what Mom and Dad made for dinner. We ate it all, or we ate nothing at all. There was no bottled water. We drank from the tap of the water hose because there was no coming in and out of the house consistently. Phone numbers and addresses were either memorized or written on a folded piece of paper. You kept it with you. We watched those cartoons on Saturday morning. Remember Captain Kangaroo? We rode our bikes for hours. We ran around the streets until dark. Came home before Mom had to find us. We were afraid of nothing. We watched our mouths around elders because our parents would beat our, well, you know. Those were the good old days. Kids today will never know how it feels to be a real kid. They will never understand childhood. I loved it. I loved being a kid. Thoughts here, there, and everywhere. Finally did it. Bought a new pair of those shoes with memory foam insoles now. No more forgetting why I walked into the kitchen. Thank you, God, for the roof over my head, a bed to sleep in, food on my tables, and shoes on my feet. Forgive me if I ever start to complain and forget my many great blessings. I claim the holy right to disappoint men in order to avoid disappointing God. A.W. Tozer. What if everything you're going through right now is preparing you for what you prayed for? And this is good. God is going to wreck your plans so your plans don't wreck your life.
Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message.
It's easy for you and I to be friends on Facebook. Greg, Jerry G. Patton, P-T-T-E-N, absolutely. Looking for more friends, more of you joining every day, and I'm so very grateful. Coming up in September, fall fundraiser, WHCB 91.5. Sure hope we can get together then. Invisible War on the Saints, going strong. Most of you have watched Volume 1. The War of the Saints. Satan and his demons battling you, my Christian friend. A 40-part series, video series, showing you the truth of the Word of God in battling the enemy. Invisible War on the Saints. Sometimes we forget it, the fact that the past is just that, the past. You know, I think it takes a lot of courage to lay down emotional baggage that you might have in your life. Many of you listening have it. The only way you can effectively turn from those feelings and the thought process and the past experiences that cause emotional distress is by looking beyond yourself. Looking to the person of Jesus Christ for your strength and your hope and certainly your encouragement. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, a man is what he thinks about all day long. That's basically what it says. I patentized it. Many of you may think this is impossible. I can't forget the past. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the trouble that I'm facing as a result of things that happened. That don't despair. Almighty God has a solution. Keep in mind, the past is just the past. Tell yourself that. It is. It's past. God is interested in you today. If there's a sin in your life, he wants you to deal with that thing. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24, search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting, God. And trust him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. My friend, nothing. Listen to me now. God wants you to deal with those things in your life, and then trust him for the future.
Nothing, and I mean nothing, is so dark that he cannot bring light and hope to that situation. You can ask him to ease your burden today. You can ask him to free you from bondage today. And you can ask him to heal the brokenness in your life today. God's a very good listener. He listens to the outcries of your heart. I'm reminded of some things when I see some of the old movies with all the pack animals and just carrying the gear out in the old West. And I often think, wow, that's heavy. The only way those animals were freed of that burden they carried was when the guide, the one running the program, unstrapped that load and left them loose. Only God can release you from the burden you carry today. He knows you can't lay it down on your own. No, you can't. True freedom comes when you move, now get it, beyond yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Got some stress today? You think it's really your attitude? Is it real? You know, Elijah was in hot water. You might want to read 1 Kings 19 today. Faithful to God's command, Elijah not only humiliated Jezebel's 450 prophets of Baal, what a story that was, in a contest on an altar, but he had them all killed afterwards. Jezebel was so infuriated, she was outraged, and she swore to kill Elijah before another day got by. What was his response? He ran away as far as he could, and collapsed in an exhausted heap. And even after God refreshed him physically, Elijah got up, and what'd he do? There he goes, running again. When he looked at the situation, you and I do this, when he looked at the situation, when he saw things were hopeless and certain death were coming at the hands of a murderous queen, in depression, Elijah moaned to God, "I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away." 1 Kings 19:10. You know, the Lord knew Elijah's real problem. Now get this, it's important. It was not the circumstances themselves. No, it wasn't. It was his perspective on those circumstances. In a still, small voice, God put Elijah's eyes where they belong, on him, a place you and I need to have our eyes today. He gave Elijah a vision of the future, including who his successor as prophet would be and how many faithful ones still lived in Israel. With his attitude mended, Elijah got up and went about God's work. You know, when stress hits your life, and it will, maybe it's there today, God wants to change your attitude. Trust him for restoration and relief today, my friend. Those emotions, they will get to you, and they're very real. But God is more real than all that emotional baggage. Have you read your Bible today? Have you prayed today? That's such a key. Going to do any service for the Lord today? How about that fellowshipping with other believers? You absolutely have to do that. And then church, yep, got to be there. Got to be a part of the local church. Plug yourself in, my friend. It's a winning combination.
Hey, you saved today? Well, praise the Lord. It's the day the Lord hath made. We're to rejoice and be glad in it.
And this little boy's got it all together. He went to the beach, spied a woman there sitting by the beach, umbrella in the sand. Walked up to her and said, "Are you a Christian?" She said, "Yes." "Do you read your Bible every day?" She said, "Yes." "Do you pray often?" She said, "Yes, I do." And with that final question, he asked, "Will you hold my quarter while I go for a swim?" Smart kid. That's it for a Monday. Wow, we're starting all over. This may be your last Monday on earth. What are you going to do with it? Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, mind, and soul. Good deal. Facebook, Greg, Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Past programs, want to hear them? They're archived for the last year or two. GregPatton.com, right there on the front.
And that's the way it is. Monday, August the 8th, 2022.
I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.